my friends. Welcome to the Pulse Podcast. My name is Zach Rippey, and I'm here at Open Door Church. It's going to be a phenomenal episode today, and we're so glad that you joined us. Today, we're going to be diving into the heart of worship and how it leads us into the presence of God. Amen. And we're going to be challenging ourselves by asking us the question ourselves internally, do we praise God enough? We'll also be discussing the importance of faith, faith leaders maintaining a healthy relationships with the Lord, as well as the body of Christ and the bride, in the midst of the self-gain agenda that some of us may find ourselves in, amidst scandals, gossip that threaten to divide the body of Christ. So we don't want that. So we want to speak into that proudly today. And we have a special guest actually today joining us that's going to be really speaking into this. But before I get there, I want to introduce my co-host, as well as Open Door Church worship leader, Miss Rebecca Tamayo. How are we feeling today?
Good. We're doing good. It's such an honor to be here. It's me and you, and we have a guest. It's such a great opportunity to be here and to be able to just speak Jesus over everybody.
Amen.
And I'm so excited, right, for that intro.
I know.
That book. Ooh. Oh, my goodness. Again, if you have not yet laid hands on it, you're going to want to. It is available at shop.troybrewer.com. That's a tricky one right there. And it is amazing how God is speaking to us in many ways.
So good. And we're holding down the fort for Pastor Troy. Mm-hmm. Right now, we also have Shay in Mexico. Wow. And we have so many things happening here at Open Door Church. And it's just a blessing to be a blessing. So thank you so much for tuning in with us today while we are holding it down here. So make sure you do me a favor. Smash that like button if you're watching on YouTube, and be a media missionary by sharing it on all your platforms, on Facebook, on YouTube, you name it. And for everybody that's watching on ODX.TV, we're grateful that you're here. If you have a comment ability, make sure you drop in the comments on either Facebook or on YouTube or ODX where you're watching from. We love to see where people are tuning in from, and we definitely appreciate that. And Rebecca, we got some cool stuff happening at the church this weekend. What's on the agenda for this week?
Honestly, it's a busy month, but like Pastor Troy says, we need to stay busy. We need to stay activated. We need to be standing firm. There's no time to hesitate. There's no time to think about it. There is a lot at stake, and we are entering a new year. So can you believe 2024 is about to be...
I mean, it was the year of the overflow for me and my ministry, and I felt that, you know, substantially. And then I got another word that it was the year of the open door.
Yeah.
So I'm just expectant and excited for what God's going to do in 2025. I'm excited to hear what Pastor Troy has to say about what the prophetic
Pastor
word for 2025 is.
Pastor Troy has been
saying
the whole entire year, this is the year of the open door. And it's up to us. The doors have been flung wide open. Now it's our turn to take that step in faith and go for after it. And look at us now.
I know.
And all the people that God is sending to Open Door. So thank you, everybody. We're so excited for this Wednesday, which is tomorrow. We will have our own Christmas play. Our pastor, worship pastor / women's pastor, and also Train to Reign, she wrote the whole Christmas play. And we are so excited. Our kids are involved. We're going to have food, fun, Santa. We're going to have worship. Come out tomorrow at 7 p.m. If you're not able to be here in Burleson, Texas, you can join us on ODX.TV or you can watch on YouTube. I am so excited that we're able to share and be the hands and feet of Jesus, especially for those that can go out. You get to join us on this wonderful Christmas play. Mm-hmm. And I've been watching them, guys. It is amazing to see little ones to adults. We have pastors. We have leaders. We have everyone is coming together in unity. And you know what? There's something so special, right, Zach, when we come in unity. It's not about one person. It's not just about me, but it's about coming together as the body of Christ to be the hands and feet of Jesus, but also involving our children.
I know. I'm so excited. I'm bringing my whole family. So you all will get to meet the kiddos. And if you guys are in attendance, and I'm also bringing my in-laws as well.
Okay.
They're going to pop up and it's going to be really fun.
Say hi to Zach Santa. And the beautiful family.
I know. Santa. I mean, we're going to have hot cocoa. We're going to have fun and games. So it's going to be a great night to invite somebody that doesn't normally go with you. You know,
exactly.
I think that's it's a good outreach opportunity to get plugged into our church and to see what we're all about. And obviously, you know, we're involving the kiddos, so it's going to be a good time.
I'm
really excited.
So good. And talking about how being the hands and feet of Jesus and outreach, we are going to have our Christmas homeless outreach that we've been doing for 30 plus years. I am so excited. Please invite someone. Everybody is welcome. There's going to be food. We have worship. Pastor Troy, I believe, will be appearing. It starts at noon. It's going to be at the Homeless Outreach at 1701 East Lancaster in Fort Worth, Texas. So please come out, share a comment, a post, repost. Let's be the hands and feet for our city. Isn't it a great way to be able to, like, we go all over the world, but we get to do this in Fort Worth.
That's right. For all those critics that say, you don't do nothing for anybody in town. There you go. There's an opportunity where you can see what we're doing.
We have been doing it once a month, the food bank at Walnut Springs and also in Joshua, Texas. And then we do the homeless outreach.
And then are we doing a Christmas Eve service as well?
Yes. So we will have a Christmas Eve. We'll have two services. It will be Pastor Troy leading it. And it's going to be at 4 and 5:30. So come. We will have a candlelight, Christmas candlelight service, and we will be there. And I'm so excited. It's just Pastor Troy, we just worship to the Lord and we give thanks with family and we all light up candles and we're all in the same spirit, mind and soul. And we just allow the spirit to move.
Come on. I love that. Yeah. So get on down here. We got a lot happening at Open Door Church. And also we talked about this a little bit briefly, but you know, Pastor Troy's book, we just did I Like Birds live audience show. And it was so cool because we had Pastor Troy signing some books when he was there and he wasn't just signing books, he was signing multiple books. People were buying multiple copies to give out. So it's a great opportunity for you to give a good gift this season. So make sure you get yours at shop.troybrewer.com. And it's going to be a great time for that. So big things happening. We also have the TBN Network partnership with Eric Steckelback.
What do you think about that? How that all unveiled?
Oh man, it was so cool. We had the opportunity to start, you know, blasting some commercials about what we do here with the rescues and the operation and just the heart behind it and how the body of Christ has to get involved. And it was just so cool to just be able to see, like, it almost reminds me of like when your life's work gets kind of appreciated. You know, it's kind of reminding me of like a Mark Twain award in a way of like finally the opportunity to showcase what you've been doing for so many years and the harvest is here. So that documentary can be found right now on odx.tv. Yes. It's the 30-minute, it's about 22 minutes of a documentary on the Steckelback Show, and we're leaving it exclusively on odx.tv. So make sure you go check that out. And I do want to show our audience a commercial from it that we're actually going to be playing Monday through Friday on the TBN network.
Yeah, I think before we play that commercial and Taylor gets that ready for us, I think that what God is doing, like we said, the year of the open door, it is the year open door. And it is just an honor to be able to just see how the Lord has aligned everything for Pastor Troy and Pastor Leanne and Open Door Church and Spark Worldwide and TBN. How it all has unveiled is honestly, I'm speechless. And what an honor to be able to stand by Pastor Troy and Pastor Leanna and be part of Open Door Church, to be part of just something that a lot of people aren't doing. And it is an honor to be able to stand with a church that with outreaches, with orphanages, with building wells, water wells, not only in Africa, but all over the world. Yep. And also just being the voice to the voiceless. That's what I see as Troy. All these commercials, I'm sorry, I'm just like in awe. Even though I've watched it multiple times, it just, every time I watch it, it's like for the first time I've watched it. All right, are we ready for that commercial?
Let's get it.
All right.
Up to 8 million children disappear every single year. And most of them are victims of an underground industry generating over $150 billion every single year. The government and the media, they seem powerless to be able to solve this epidemic of human trafficking, but you can make a great big difference. Troy Brewer Ministries is a ministry that's dedicated to making a difference one child at a time. And in the past 30 years, we have delivered 11,000 children from this living nightmare of sexual trafficking. And with your help, we can come to rescue thousands and thousands more. At Troy Brewer Ministries, we're not just rescuing and raising kids, but we are actually training nations to do the same. And friends, we work with foreign government agencies to identify and rescue children who are in desperate need of our help. Now, with 51 children's homes across all the globe, we actually provide food and clothing and shelter and the love and the truth of Jesus to every single child. Will you rise to this challenge? And would you please link arms with us? As we follow Jesus in carrying out this mission, this is his mission. Simply call 877-413-0888 in order to get started, or you can simply visit us at troybrewer.com for more information.
Wow.
Wow. So powerful, right? I mean, come on. Imagine that on something like America's Got Talent or American Idol or The Voice, something where there's a family network. Do us a favor, drop a comment and let us know where you think we should play that commercial. Give us some fresh ideas of what you think would be a great way to just showcase that to people that are watching all over the world. So do that for us. And I see in the comments, speaking of comments, we got so many people tuning in from places all over the planet Earth, as Pastor Troy says. We got Steve Baldwin from Germany. We actually have Lady Patriot. I can't really tell. Perriott, I think it is. Sorry about that. They actually just got the book yesterday. So thank you for your support on that. We appreciate that. We got Robin Day from Arizona. We got Pastor Mark from South Africa. We got Reese in the house from California. We got William Blair. And we also got Virginia watching with us today. And so many others. We got Debbie Smith here. Who else is here in the chat? We got George. Thank you, George. We see you down there. We got, there we go, man. It's just... I'm seeing a lot of comments from the same people, just all excited. Everybody's saying hi to each other. And we love our community on here. So thank you so much for being part of the tribe and just engaging with each other. Angela, I see you. Thank you so much for being a part of this program today. And I call you blessed and favored and highly of the Lord. And
we also have the ODX family. We got Lisa Bennett. We got Charity. We got Debbie Smith. We got Reese. Oh, look, he's doing double. We got Sarah Spencer. We got Susan Kerr, Caleb, Joe Atkins, Kirk Morgan. Love you, bro. We have also, let's see, who else do we have here? We have all our wonderful family, all our ODX. Don't forget that January the 15th, everyone that is a stage 2 or stage 3 partner, like we say, our partners, we are going to have a special event on the first night prior to the conference. So make sure to get your tickets. We are getting that link and we're getting that graphic put up today. So please be patient with us, but don't forget that we will be having that special reunion together, with Pastor Troy, the Pulse team. Can you give a little sneak peek of what we're going to be doing?
Pastor Troy, after the live audience show on Friday, he was like, man, you got to help me with that ODX weekend. That's going to be a big deal.
We've been getting ready.
And I was like, yeah, we've been really sewing into some ideas. So it's really fun when you can engage with an audience, you know, because when you share a story in real time, you can laugh and like joke around with the people that are in the room. And you can also just see the impact that a story has on somebody or something that's like a revelation that the Lord downloads onto Pastor Troy. And he's able to just share that with the audience. Like you can just see the fruit in that. You can see the joy in that. So it's really special to be a part of and to be a witness of that. So make sure you guys get a part of that. We're going to make it a big deal. We're going to have maybe some fog machines.
We're going to have prizes.
Giveaways.
We're going to have food. And it's going to be prior to the conference. So you do have to sign up. Again, ODX partners, stage 2 or stage 3. You have to partner with us. If you have not yet, go to odx.tv. There is stage 2, stage 3, and you get full content. You get everything, appearances that Pastor Troy has been on. You get to see where he's, we have Redemption Ranch on there, the Redemption Road Trip. We have all sermon series. We have sermons. And also, I believe the Eric Steckelback has been uploaded at odx.tv. Yep. So if you missed the Eric Steckelback, the
documentary,
the documentary, it is on there. So please, please, please partner with us. Let us take a stand. Let's join together. Like Pastor Troy says, let's join forces. Like he said in his commercial, let's be the hands and feet of Jesus. And you could do that by going to odx.tv. Also, don't forget that you could call us at 877-413-0888 if you have any trouble signing up, or you could mail us if you want to partner with us. And you're like, you know what, Rebecca, I feel in my heart to sow this morning today. I feel like giving an offering. You can mail us at Troy Brewer Ministries, P.O. Box 3775 Burleson, Texas 76097. Also, we have his website, troybrewer.com. I'm so excited about that.
I know. It looks so much better than it did. It got elevated. It got
upgraded. We're revamping. We are going places.
Yeah. Sherry, drop that link in there so people can see. And we also bought the domain for notonourwatch.com, which sends people directly to troybrewer.com, which allows people to get in the fight against human trafficking. So if you want to get in the fight, you want to stand in the gap with us, go ahead and go to troybrewer.com and press give. It really is just helpful out. And of course, all the other ways that Rebecca let you know, you can call, you can mail, you can do all the things to just partner with this ministry. So I'm ready to get into our guest. Yeah. What about you, Rebecca?
I'm ready to talk about worship, my favorite.
All right, let's go. Yeah, it's Heart of Worship is what the title is called today. Are we praising God enough is a good question we can ask ourselves. And I'm so excited for this guest that's coming on. She was actually on I Like Birds last year in November, and we had just such a powerful episode. This woman has so much wisdom. She loves the Lord. She has such a presence-driven mindset when she's up there on stage, and I just love to watch her work. And she's a great songwriter, has a popular song called When I Speak, say it again, When I Speak Your Name, Balance Move, come on. And I just love your work. I'm so glad that you're here. You're a friend of Taylor Perkins. You're a friend of ours. And we're just so grateful you're here. So everybody give it up for Elizabeth Clark. Thank you for being here.
Thanks.
Thank you. You're so sweet. I appreciate it.
Yeah. How are you feeling today? I know you, awesome. You're a student of the word. You got your word out open right now. You got your journal. Just feeling good. What's the Lord putting on your heart today?
Oh, my goodness. That's a loaded question. It really is. I know when you had messaged me, he was like, what's on your heart to talk about this season? I'm like, whoa, bro. Okay. You know what? I'm going to have to come back to you. I got to pray and think about it and go, okay, you know, because that's the thing. As believers, there's so much that is stirring in our heart, but what is God saying right now? Mm. What is the Holy Spirit saying? Timing is everything. And a lot of times we want a microwave instead of the oven because the microwave doesn't take as long as the oven. Mm. But it's we're living in a time where we have to be watchful, and we are the gatekeepers of our heart. And so we are responsible for what we do, what we put in, what we say, what we think. We're responsible for all of that. And we're responsible as believers to tune into the Holy Spirit and say, okay, God, when do I speak and when do I be quiet? And when you're in, and also being just listening to the heart of God. We live in such a busy world. And I mean, as someone who's been doing full-time ministry for over 20 years, you get into this place where it can become mundane if you let it. It can become to where like you're all on autopilot. So if you're not putting God's word in and listening to what he's saying, then how in the world can you overflow and allow the rivers of living water to flow into what the Lord really wants to do right now? So anyway, when you asked me that question, I was like, whoa, you know, so really right now it's about mentoring spiritual moms, spiritual dads, wow. Pouring into others, generations working together, and the real heart of worship. I'm sick of, honestly, to my stomach, what I see on social media personally. Everybody wants a name for themselves. But nobody wants to get into the secret place with the Lord. Yeah. Everybody wants likes and follows and look at me, look what I'm doing. And it's awesome to see the things that God is doing, but where's the line? Where's the balance in how much we're posting and how much we're look at this? And I'm like, okay, God, even for myself, you know, you said earlier, I'm a songwriter. Yeah, cool. I love to write songs. I love to sing to Jesus, and I love for other people to be ministered to through that. However, that is not my end goal. My end goal should be, again, what is the Holy Spirit saying, mm-hmm. and how do, and relationships. Relationships matter more than being on a stage.
Mm-hmm. That's so good. So it sounds like you don't want your heart posture right now sounds like you don't want to see the body of Christ seeking more attention than they seek anointing.
Yes. Mm. Uh-huh. Mm. Seeking attention more than seeking the heart of God.
Amen.
Sometimes people come across as, and they appear to be doing those things. And sometimes they are, I mean, there are people that are truly in their heart postures in the right place, but there are people who appear, in the Bible talks about the appearance of godliness. But one day when they stand before the Lord, they're going to say, Lord, I did all these things in your name. I cast out demons. I saw miracles. I did all of these things. And then God's going to go, but I never knew you. Mm. Depart from me.
Mm. Do you think that has a lot to do with the secret place? Tapping into like who he is and spending relationship and time in his word?
Yeah. And the heart of worship is not a genre of music. The heart, and that's another story. I don't even like that there's a genre of worship, but anyhow, that's another thing. But it's like worship includes correction. If we are not willing to allow the Lord to correct our hearts, then we can't have a pure heart of worship. If we're not allowed to be humble before the Lord and, allow ourselves to get out of the way and literally let him do what he wants to do, we can't really have a authentic heart of worship. And so anyway, I love talking about the things of the Lord. And even with my kids, they'll tell you constantly. They're like, oh, eye roll. Here goes mom again. I'm like, but you don't understand. What music are you listening to? I mean, it's important about what you're feeding your spirit. It's important about what your eyes are seeing.
Yep.
And whatever you put in comes out. And
That's
it's the truth with food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, 100%. So it's all related.
Wow. I love that you said that. Rebecca, I know that one of the things that I noticed about you since I've been here since in the summertime, and I feel like over time I've seen you kind of just tap into more of like his presence and more of like worshiping to him instead of about him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's a big difference to where you're able to like really see like that one-on-one thing to where it's like, you're not concerned with anything else but like ministering to him. And I find value in that as like somebody that's in the room, mm-hmm. like being led into worship. And that's one thing I love about good worship leaders, is that they can draw you in based on just their own experience of how they worship the Lord. So then they include you in that in a corporate way. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that that's something that like has been sharpened in this season for you?
I do feel that the Lord has called and also set apart. Mm-hmm. We are all set apart, but I do believe that there is a hunger. Mm-hmm. And when I see any congregation, I want them to experience what I've experienced.
Yeah, me too.
So when I see that, sometimes we see the visual or we're seeing in the flesh, oh, they're not raising their hands or they're not dancing, or that's not my job. My job is not to make you dance. My job is not to make you raise your hands. My job is to come in and I worship the Father. And through me doing that, I believe that the Father then like, he's like, okay, you did your part. Now it's my turn. Let it go. Like this is not what I want. This is what I want you to say. And I'm like, but this is what the track says. No, this is what I want you to say.
Yeah.
Go into this because something is opening. And I do believe that when you said you start to listen and you start to know the heart of the Father, what he wants, not what we want.
Yeah.
Something releases in the atmosphere when we're in worship.
Absolutely.
Because I know I love order. I know the Holy Spirit is order.
Yeah.
But I do believe that Holy Spirit, there's a tug. There's like something within the middle of my core that tells me it's time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, here we go.
That's
like,
right, girl. That's
we're going to sing in tongues or sing in Spanish. Uh-huh. And I'm like, what? Okay, here. And I think it's been honestly very important when you said the secret place. And it gets hard also with kids and a full-time job. But I've learned that anywhere you are, when I'm by myself in my car, turn off everything and just listen.
Yes.
When I'm doing laundry, that I'm in the garage.
Yes, right.
Shut the door. That's my secret. When I'm wherever I'm at and he tugs at me, I'm like, okay, God, this is where I'm dedicating the time. This is hard with the kiddos. I don't know how old yours are, but.
Girl, it is. Yeah. And I've been there. My youngest is 14 and my oldest is 20. So it's I get to lock myself in the room and some of them are homeschooled and some of them are obviously in college. So I go in there and I sit and I'm like, you know, they know don't mess with mama while she's in there. Mm-hmm. But I mean, at the same time, even as a songwriter, and because they're homeschooled, I have to make a way around it, and the creative juices don't stop.
No.
So I go to the piano anyway. They might be up there making noises and stuff, and I might be like, "Hey, 5 minutes, y'all, just 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Let me get this down." But it is. You're right. Everything you said. You know, the secret place wherever you're at, you have to find. It has to be priority, because the only way we can be good moms or good worship leaders. The overflow is by spending time with the Lord. Amen. And sometimes it's 5 minutes, sometimes it's 30. Mm-hmm. And I feel like sometimes we put the pressure on ourselves to be like, well, it has to be this amount of time. And then if it's not that amount of time, then, oh my gosh, forgive me, Lord. You know, and it's like, God's like, really? You know, it's not about that. It's about the quantity. Even it's even with, we talk about that, you know, love languages. Mm-hmm. It's not about the quantity. It's about the quality, actually, the quality of time that you put into it. And, just digging into the heart of them. I want to talk about some statistics here just with full-time ministry. Let's just talk about that real quick.
Yeah.
80% of full-time ministers after 5 years quit. And out of those 20% who remain, 80% of those get burned out.
Mm.
And if those are just ministers who are doing full-time ministry and people who are come to church and don't understand full-time ministry as far as, you know, church staff is concerned or evangelism, they don't really understand the amount of time that goes into loving people and all the work that you do. It takes a lot of work to put time in, a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of prayer, a lot of planning to try to reach people for Christ and help equip and grow people. And my heart is to not see any more burnout in the church, and not just with pastors, but leaders of any kind. We're all called to lead. And I'm tired of people putting it off on pastors and leaders in the church. Well, it's their job. No, our job is to equip the saints.
Amen.
And it's not to do all the work for you. It's to say, hey, this is how we do it. I mean, I like to be funny. Sometimes I'm funny, sometimes I'm not. But you know, it is what it is. But I mean, seriously, this is the way, you know, Mandalorian. So all that to say, we've got to get to a place where we are about the heart of the Father, our posture is good, and we are equipping people and saying, hey, listen, let's do this together. Let's do this together. Mm.
Mm-hmm. So good. So both y'all are worship leaders, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not a worship leader, but let's talk about a way that we can fix our heart posture as the body of Christ to be in an act of worship consistently, even when we're not on stage, in a microphone, at rehearsal, you know, et cetera, right? So what are y'all's thoughts as far as like, how can just your everyday believer keep that heart posture of worship throughout their day unto the Lord?
Checking again, it goes back to for me, it's when I wake up in the morning, and I can honestly say my mind is constantly on the Lord. It really is. I'm constantly thinking, okay, Lord, first of all, I am so honored just to be daughter of the King.
Amen.
And I'm thankful that I have the privilege and the honor of stewarding what you have given me and the time. I mean, we are working our way towards becoming more like Christ, right? And we're going to miss the mark. I do every day, not intentionally. My intention every day is, God, what can I do to please your heart? And I think if we get up and we're grateful, amen, and we're asking the Lord, what can we do to please you, your heart? Who do I need to encourage today? And we get our minds off of ourselves. We all go through crap in our lives. We've all got stories to tell. I've got quite a few. But if I allow what I'm going through to overrule and to overrule what God has called me to do, how am I ever going to accomplish what he wants? We are still working through the things in our life, whether it's unforgiveness and we didn't realize we had it, whether it's holding on to jealousy and we didn't know that was there until God reveals it. I mean, we're still working on ourselves. And really, it's just about saying, okay, here's my heart, search it, find anything that's wicked, anything that's not of you, and show it to me, reveal it to me with your truth, and not turn a deaf ear to what he's saying. And then say, okay, Lord, how do I do this? And then if there's repentance that needs to happen, it does. It didn't do it. But again, getting our attention off of ourselves and fixing our eyes, amen, and gaze on him, then we're unstoppable.
I love that. That's so good. And I think to speak into that myself, because I'm not a worship leader, like I said, but I feel like the things that you do throughout your day can be honoring to the Lord, and you can worship
that
the
is
Lord.
Worship.
Yeah. And especially when you're like a creative, right? And I treat the podcast that I do as like my worship to the Lord, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like when I'm writing a caption, when I'm writing something as a blog, or if I'm writing a new book, or writing is a big place for me to be like, I'm worshiping the Lord mm-hmm. through this because I'm like asking him kind of what he wants me to yeah. write through it, you know? And everything that we do, I feel like we can have the heart posture of worship. You know, when you're serving your family, when you're cooking dinner,
yes.
when you're, you know, asking somebody, hey, what would you like mm-hmm. for coffee this morning? And you're bringing that coffee for somebody. Like there's kind of like this consistent way you can keep that mm-hmm. place in that position mm-hmm. of being like, yo, I'm worshiping God throughout my day. Because like the Bible says, like we have to die to self,
yes,
right?
Servanthood.
And we have to pick up the cross yes. and carry it daily. And that is our act of worship because we're essentially fighting our flesh and mm-hmm. choosing the spirit every time we do that throughout our day. And so yeah. I feel like worship is an act of a consistent mm-hmm. act of obedience to him and a consistent yes. act of like including him in everything that you do. You know, like we outlined the show and it's like, I say like a little prayer in my head beforehand. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Lord, like help me do this, you know? And then boom, it's like, there you go. And it works out well. It works yeah. out way better than if you're like trying to like come up with it yourself. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Correct.
Or like I was getting frustrated because I was having just kind of a hard time with like building it out today. I was like, Lord, can you just help me with this? And then boom, yeah, all like came mm-hmm. through to pass, you know? So like including him in the small things and the big things, I feel like yeah. is a way you can worship in a way that's not just on stage.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, God is tired of worship performance. Mm-hmm. He's wanting the presence, like you said earlier, presence-driven worship as far as through song, correct. As worship leaders, as worshipers. And even if somebody's not leading a song, they're on stage. Mm-hmm. They're leaders of worship.
Yep.
We're all called to lead worship in a sense of our life, our lifestyle. Mm. And that's the thing
I like
too.
That.
I really just really want people to not make it about as a worship leader, not make it about ourselves.
Correct.
And to continue to honor those around us and see the young ones that are coming up and say, hey, come up higher. A friend of mine, and I'm actually my producer, I'm going to be releasing a new album next month, and woo-hoo. I'm really excited about
Let's
that.
Go.
Yes. that's funny. I love it. But, you know, when I talked to my producer about it, he's like, okay, Elizabeth, how do you want to do this? I said, you know, I just want it to be simple. I don't want it to be overproduced. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of churches these days use multi-tracks. There's nothing mm-hmm. wrong with multi-tracks. Yeah. We use them too. It's a great guide and it's very helpful. There's pros and cons to it. However, you know, back in my day, I like to say back in my day, when there were like monitors on the floor, there yeah. was no in-ears and we
had
projectors.
Had.
yes. All the things, right? Mm-hmm. We didn't have multi-tracks.
No, we didn't have in-ears either.
No, we didn't. There's no way you can remember that. I mean, are you really as old as I am? There's no way. But anyway.
I don't look at the man in this conversation.
I'm like, were you born?
Y'all
I'm just messing with you.
Y'all talking about that amongst yourselves.
I grew up with
cord. I'll be here sipping my water.
We didn't have cordless mics. We didn't have, we had projectors. We had PowerPoint. We had.
That's hilarious. Yeah,
monitors. And it's like, oh my gosh. Like now we're like, I don't want monitors. You know, it's just, yeah. it's just different with the in-ears and it just.
It is.
It was so hard to transition. But anyways, continue.
It's true. yeah. It's true. We have to as we get older. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, as the times change and all the things. And I love technology. But just the simplicity of coming back to, like, back in my Christ for the Nation days, you know, we did, it was just the band that we had. And we flowed. We listened to one another. And we listened to the Holy Spirit, of course. We watched the worship leader. And then we listened to each other and the music that was played, the singers that were singing, and it was different then. And God was like, I want you just to strip things back and not make it overly produced, but just come back to the simple things the way things kind of were, but not looking backwards, not in that kind of sense, but just a refresh, a redo mm-hmm. of right now and just people want authenticity,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and yeah. they're in this generation is seen so much, and all they want is that they want the simple
they
things. Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
and I know that I do. And God is looking for true worshipers that will worship Him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
That's so good.
That's so good.
Yeah, I love that. Guys, we're having a great conversation, and we're about to go behind the veil to dive into this even deeper. We're going to be actually talking about leaders in the faith and how, as leaders, it's important to keep the heart posture of in good relationship, in a healthy relationship with both Jesus Christ as well as his bride. Because when you're in ministry, you're running into a lot of different people and a lot of different things that are happening in the body of Christ and the church world, from scandals to gossip to even just dying to self in the self agenda. So we're going to be talking about that so much more with Elizabeth behind the veil. So if you want to join us back there, you can go to odx.tv. You can sign up for either stage 2 or stage 3, and you'll get access to all these episodes when we go behind the veil. And we have just a little bit more of a loose conversation. It's a little bit more just organic because we're not worried about censorship or anything of that nature. And it's our own community. And we'd love for you to be a part of that community. So again, if you want to join us behind the veil, go to odx.tv and sign up for stage 2 or stage 3. And Rebecca, do we have anything final to let our audience know about this watching on YouTube and Facebook or anything like that?
No. So we're just excited for tomorrow. Don't forget at 7 p.m. we have our Christmas play. Please come out, bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. Everyone is welcome. And this is a really good time, like you said, to bring someone new that does not know Christ. It's a wonderful play. And I love how I meet Jesus in plays. I just, especially because my son's in it, but how the Holy Spirit just moves through the children. And just to see them, that's their heart posture.
Yes.
Through the play that they've been practicing for months.
Love it.
So do not forget that we will have this tomorrow at 7 p.m. And Pastor Troy will be back with us on Sunday at 9 and 11:30. And we are ready for Behind the Veil.
Sounds good, y'all. We'll see you there. And Elizabeth Clark, thank you for being here for the first part of the show.
Thank you.
Looking forward to continuing this conversation behind. And when's your album come out? Specifics and a date for that? Do you have a date?
Yeah, January 17th.
All right, okay. Beautiful.
We'll be looking out for it.
Hear it on Spotify, Apple, all
yep,
that.
Yep, all the things.
January 17th. What's the name of it?
You know, that's a good question. Okay. I don't even know yet.
It's a surprise.
It might be The River. I'm not sure.
She's going to ask ChatGPT for title ideas.
That's a good idea. I might have to think about it. Has Holy Spirit in ChatGPT.
Yeah. Hey.
If you were the Holy Spirit, what would you call this album?
Oh, my goodness. That would be funny.
So good. Make sure, everybody, you go check out her album when it drops on January 17th. And we're looking forward to more great conversations. So we'll see you on odx.tv. Until next time, friends. Make sure you share the episode. All right, cool.